completely.
First gang jag hört den sången där Keith Green på ena hemsidan.
Transformed me, I think.
Så tror jag det helt förändrade mig.
So I've got some leader school students with me.
Jag har några ledarskoleelever med.
They're all the good-looking ones on this side of the
room. Det ser gott ut här på den här sidan.
And the very good-looking one is my own daughter.
Och det hinder ser riktigt gott ut min egen datter.
I brought them with me today because at the end we're going to pray for you.
Och jag har taget dem med mig idag fordi til slut så skal vi be for jer.
We're going to get everybody up for prayer.
Og vi vil gerne have jer alle op.
Because I just felt like God wants to bless you.
For jeg føler Gud ønsker at velsigne jer.
And today I'm going to speak about a subject Johnny's asked me to speak
on. I dag skal jeg tale om et emne som Johnny har bedt mig om at tale om.
It's part of the vision of your church.
En del af jeres kirkes vision.
About loving God.
Handler om at elske Gud.
And loving people.
Elske mennesker.
And loving yourself.
Og også elske dig selv.
And I want to speak about three ways that you can love yourself.
Jeg vil gerne sige noget om tre måder hvorpå du kan elske dig selv.
It kind of sounds a little selfish, doesn't it?
Det lyder egentlig en smule selvisk.
I hope as you go through the subject with me, you'll see that this is very much rooted in biblical principles.
Men jeg håber, at eftersom vi går igennem emnet sammen med mig her, så håber jeg, at I kan se, at det har sine dybe rødder i nogle bibelske principper.
Because the Bible says that God wants us to love others as we love ourselves.
Fordi Bibelen siger, at han ønsker, at vi skal elske andre, som vi elsker os selv.
And it's very difficult to love people when you don't feel good about yourself.
Og det er meget svært at elske mennesker, hvis ikke du føler det godt med dig selv.
Self-hate is not biblical.
Selvhad er ikke bibelsk.
God does not want you to hate yourself.
Gud ønsker ikke, at du hader dig selv.
And he doesn't want you to dislike yourself.
Han ønsker ikke, at du ikke skal kunne lide dig selv.
He actually wants you to feel pretty good about you.
Faktisk ønsker han, at du skal have det rigtig godt med dig selv.
Because it's rooted in his love for us.
Fordi det har sine rødder i hans kærlighed til os.
Feeling good about who we are is rooted in what how God feels about us.
At have det godt med hvem vi er har noget at gøre med hvordan Gud føler for os.
So I want to give you three very practical things that you can do. Three major areas that you can do.
Så jeg vil gerne give jer tre helt praktiske ting, tre store områder, som I kan gøre.
That express self.
Og som udtrykker
in a way that's not egocentric,
på en måde som ikke er egocentreret,
but is biblical.
Men bibelsk.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
Are you with me?
Er I med mig?
Say yes.
Sig ja, så.
Yes. Good.
Ja, godt.
Great. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here's the first way.
Her kommer den første måde.
In order to love yourself,
for at kunne elske dig selv,
you have to be true to who you are.
Må du være sand over for hvem du er.
True to who you are.
Være sand over for hvem du er.
Let me give you some scriptures.
Lad mig give jer nogle skrifter.
That I think justifies this perspective.
Som jeg tror retfærdiggør det her perspektiv.
In Ephesians chapter 4.
I Efeserbrevet kapitel 4.
And in verse 7.
Og vers 7.
Paul says these words.
Siger Paulus de her ord.
But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
Hver enkelt af os har fået nåden givet som gave tilmålt af Kristus.
In the rest of the chapter.
I resten af kapitlet.
He'll talk about the different kinds of people and giftings that Jesus has given to the church.
Taler han om de her forskellige mennesker, forskellige gaver, som Gud har givet til kirken.
But the point that I want you to see,
men pointen jeg gerne vil have, I skal se her,
is that there is a grace on every single person's life.
Ja, der er en nåde over hver eneste menneskes liv.
A grace to be who you are.
En nåde til at være den du er.
And there is not a grace on your life to be me.
Og der er ikke noget over dit liv til at være mig.
As much as you'd like to be.
Så meget som I end gerne vil være det.
I'm so glad you understand my humor.
Jeg er så glad for at I forstår min humor.
When we go through our teenage phase.
Når vi kommer igennem vores teenage fase.
We look at people that we'd like to be like.
Så kigger vi på mennesker som vi godt kunne tænke os at være.
People we admire.
Folk som vi beundrer.
They're usually rich and famous.
Og normalt er de rige og berømte.
Or they're on TV.
Eller også er de på fjernsyn.
Now, it's funny for me as somebody who's reached 50 years of age.
Og det er sjovt for mig som en der er noget 50.
Because in our culture everything is becoming what's called retro.
Fordi i vores kultur så bliver alt retro.
Retro means that everything that was popular when I was 15 is becoming popular again.
Og retro betyder alt det der var populært da jeg var 15, det er ved at blive populært igen.
So my son will come to me and say, "Dad, listen to this record."
Så min søn kommer og siger, "Far, hør den her plade."
And I say, "Yes, I was your age when it first came out."
Ja, jeg var på din alder da den første gang blev udgivet.
And everything is going retro these days.
Og alt bliver retro i de her dage.
And that's funny for me to experience this.
Og det er underligt for mig at opleve.
Music, clothes.
Musikken, tøjet.
And when I was 15,
og da jeg var 15,
we all wanted to be like Starsky and Hutch.
Der vil vi alle sammen være som Starsky & Hutch.
Now I know you know what I'm talking about, because now there's a movie.
Og jeg ved, at I ved, hvad jeg taler om, fordi nu er der en film.
And it's quite funny.
Som er ret sjov.
But when I was 15, it was like to dress like that. We all bought baggy jumpers.
Men da jeg var 15, så skulle man klæde sig sådan, og vi
and we dressed like our heroes.
Og vi klædte os på som vores helte.
And we did things to impersonate the people we admired.
Og vi gjorde noget for at efterligne dem, som vi beundrede.
And it was often because we were searching for our own sense of identity.
Og ofte var det fordi vi var på jagt og ledte efter vores egen identitet.
That's okay when you're a teenager.
Og det er okay, når du er teenager.
But there has to be a time where you grow up and you discover, who am I?
Men der må være et tidspunkt, hvor du vokser op og opdager, hvem er jeg?
And I want to say to you,
og jeg vil gerne sige til jer,
that there is a grace on your life for you to be you.
At der er en noget over dit liv, for at du kan være du, dig.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
There is a grace.
Der er noget.
It comes from Jesus.
Som kommer fra Jesus.
When God made you, he broke the mold.
Da Gud han skabte dig, så ødelagde han formen bagefter.
I'm married to somebody who is an identical twin.
Jeg er gift med en, som er enægget tvilling.
It caused me all kinds of problems when I was first dating.
Og det gav mig en masse problemer, da vi første gang datede.
I had to be very careful to find out was it the right one before I approached
for a kiss. Fordi jeg blev nødt til at sikre mig helt sikkert, at det var den rigtige, før jeg nærmede mig for at give et kys. Ikke?
And I remember once I asked my wife's sister out on a date.
Og jeg kan huske på et tidspunkt, jeg bød min kones søster ud på en date.
And after 5 minutes of talking to her, I was a little suspicious.
Og efter vi havde talt sammen i 5 minutter, var jeg en lille smule mistænksom.
She said, I think you need to see Jackie.
Og så sagde hun, jeg tror måske, at det er Jackie, du vil have fat i.
I'm Jenny.
Jeg er Jenny.
They were Jackie and Jenny.
Jackie og Jenny.
She had a New Zealand accent when I met her.
Og så havde hun også en New Zealand.
They grew up in New Zealand.
De var vokset op i New Zealand.
I'm Jackie. This is Jenny.
I'm Jackie. Det er Jackie, det er Jenny.
It's real fun.
Det var ret sjovt.
Two identical twins.
To enægget tvillinger.
But you couldn't meet two more different people.
Men du kunne ikke møde to mere forskellige mennesker.
Two totally different people.
To fuldstændig forskellige mennesker.
Different way of viewing life.
Forskellige måder at se på livet på.
Very different things.
Meget forskellige.
They do laugh the same.
De griner på samme måde.
They do laugh the same.
De griner på samme måde.
But everything else is different.
Men alt andet er forskelligt.
And that's right.
Og det er rigtigt.
Because there is a grace on each of them to be different.
Fordi der er noget over hver af dem til at være forskellige.
And you'll never feel good about yourself.
Og du kommer aldrig til at føle dig godt med dig
until
selv.
Until you find out who you are.
Før du finder ud af, hvem du er.
Hello. You'll never feel good about yourself.
Du kommer aldrig til at føle dig godt med dig selv.
You find out who you are.
Før du finder ud af, hvem du er.
I like sometimes watching movies where people lose their memory.
Jeg kan godt lide nogle gange se de der film,
hvor folk mister deres hukommelse.
Der er nogle rimelig sjove film.
One of them is called Overboard. If you ever get the chance to see it.
Overboard.
Very funny movie.
Hvis I får chance for at se den, skal I se den.
With Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Med Goldie Hawn og Kurt Russell.
And in a part of the movie, they said to her, well, what do you like?
Og en del af filmen, så blev de spurgt,
and the question is, well, I don't know what I like.
Hvad kan du lide? Og svaret var, jamen, det ved jeg faktisk ikke nu.
And sometimes we have to try things in order to discover what it is we like and what we don't like.
Og nogle gange bliver vi nødt til at prøve nogle ting for at opdage, hvad det er, vi kan lide, og hvad det er, vi ikke kan lide.
And I want to encourage you to experiment.
Og jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at eksperimentere.
Experiment.
Eksperimentere.
Try different things.
Prøv forskellige ting.
I don't mean be sinful.
Jeg mener ikke, at vi skal være syndige.
You understand what I'm saying here?
Forstår, hvad jeg siger?
I'm simply saying experiment.
Jeg siger bare eksperimenter.
And in the church,
og i kirken,
we need to allow people to try different stuff.
Har vi brug for at tillade mennesker at prøve forskellige ting?
Try children's ministry.
Prøv børnearbejde.
Try youth.
Prøv ungdomsarbejde.
Try speaking.
Prøv at tale.
Try worship.
Prøv at tilbede.
And it's the same in life.
Og det er det samme i livet.
Try one job.
Prøv det ene job.
And if you don't like it,
og hvis ikke du kan lide det,
get another one.
Så får du et andet.
Don't spend 25 years doing something you hate.
Lad være med at bruge 25 år på at gøre noget, du hader.
Where is the sense in that?
Hvor er fornuften i det?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
They did a survey in America.
De lavede en undersøgelse i USA.
80% of the people who are in their employment said they wish they had another job.
They were
too afraid to leave.
Et arbejde sagde, at de ville ønske, at de havde et andet arbejde, men de var for bange for at skifte.
So here are some questions to ask yourself.
Så her er nogle spørgsmål, du kan stille dig selv.
First question.
Det første spørgsmål.
If money was not an issue,
hvis penge ikke var noget spørgsmål,
what would I like to do?
Hvad ville jeg så gøre? Hvad vil jeg så gerne gøre?
And by the way, I'd like to put that question right into the soul of every single leader of a church.
Og faktisk så vil jeg gerne sætte det helt ind i sjælen af den eneste leder
I en kirke. I can't tell you how many leaders I train and I go to and I speak with and they say, oh, but we can't afford it.
Jeg kan ikke fortælle, hvor mange ledere jeg har trænet og været sammen med og besøgt, som siger, men det har vi ikke råd til.
And I feel like saying, shut up!
Jeg har lyst til at sige, klap i!
You just let negativity and unbelief come out of your mouth.
Du har lige ladet negativitet og vantro komme ud af din mund.
Money is not God.
Penge er ikke Gud.
And God has all the resources you need.
Og Gud har alle de ressourcer du har brug for.
So the question is,
så spørgsmålet er,
if money was not an issue,
hvis penge ikke var noget spørgsmål,
what would you do?
Hvad vil du så gøre?
Dream.
Drøm.
Allow yourself to dream a little here.
Tillad dig selv at drømme lidt.
What if money was not an issue?
Nej, hvis penge ikke var spørgsmål.
Boy.
Hey.
I'd like to remodel the church.
Så vil jeg gerne lave om på kirken.
Or I'd like to go to university.
Så vil jeg gerne tage på universitet.
Or I'd like to travel.
Så vil jeg gerne rejse.
Is that alive in you?
Er det levende i dig?
Because our Father has all the resources you need.
Vores far har alle de ressourcer, vi har brug for.
In Ephesians chapter 3,
I Efeserbrevet kapitel 3,
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Alt hvad vi kan bede om eller forstå.
Now here's the last bit that nobody quotes.
Og her er så den sidste del, som ingen citerer.
According to the power that works in us.
Ifølge hans kraft, hans overvældende kraft.
It works in us.
Den virker i os, hans
But we have to dare to ask and to think, or another way to translate that is to imagine.
Men vi må våge at spørge eller bede eller forestille os, kan det også.
Part of the prophetic outpouring of Acts chapter 2.
En del af den profetiske udgivelse der i Apostlenes Gerninger.
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Jeg vil udgive min ånd over alt kød.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall dream dreams.
Jeres unge skal drømme drømme.
Or is it the old men who dream the dreams?
It's the old men.
Yeah, thank you. Old men dream dreams. And your young men shall have visions.
Og dine unge skal se syner.
Dreaming dreams.
At drømme drømme.
Having visions.
Og at se syner.
That is part of the prophetic spirit.
Det er en del af den profetiske ånd.
And God wants you to dream.
Og Gud ønsker, du skal drømme.
He wants you to have visions.
Han ønsker, du skal have syner.
He wants you to dare to believe him for something.
Han ønsker, du skal begynde at våge at tro ham for noget.
You see, there are so many people in life who are going to tell you, oh, that's not possible.
Der er så mange mennesker her i livet, som vil sige til dem, det kan ikke lade sig.
Oh, you'll never do that.
Og det kommer du aldrig til at gøre.
Play it safe.
Tag det nu og spil
det sikkert. Just settle for what you can get.
Slå dig til tors med, hvad du nu kan få.
Hello. Hello. I decided quite early on, I will not live my life that way.
Jeg besluttede rimelig tidligt, at jeg ikke vil leve mit liv sådan.
We need to take chances.
Vi har brug for at tage nogle chancer.
And it's part of loving yourself.
Og det er en del af at elske dig selv.
Here's what Romans chapter 12 has to say on the same issue.
Her er hvad Romerbrevet kapitel 12 siger om samme emne.
Romans chapter 12.
Romerbrevet kapitel 12.
Verse 3, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
Vers 3, i kraft af den nåde jeg har fået, siger jeg til hver eneste af jer, have ikke højere tanker om jer selv, end I bør have, men brug jeres forstand med omtanke, end hver efter det mål af tro, som Gud har givet ham.
So, from Ephesians 4, there is a grace on your life.
Så Efeserbrevet 4 siger, der er noget over dit liv.
And from Romans 12, there is a measure of faith.
Og Romerbrevet 12 siger, der er et mål af tro.
And God wants you to experience that grace and move out in the measure of faith.
Og Gud ønsker, du skal opleve den noget, og så bevæge dig ud i det mål af tro.
Is that you or me that's making
that?
Gymnastics. Oh, it's mine. So we'll get rid of the jacket. And then we'll lose. Sorry about that. Just tiptoe. God wants me to be holy in church.
Må hellere være hellig her.
God has dealt us a measure of faith.
Gud han har givet os et mål af tro.
Paul says, think soberly.
Og Paulus han siger, tænk forstandigt.
Now he says, don't think more highly than you ought to think.
Lad være med at tænke højere, end I burde tænke.
But be true to what's alive in your heart.
Men vær sand over for det, der er levende i jeres hjerne.
It's no good me saying, well, I'd like to be the president of the United States.
Det er nytter ikke noget, jeg siger, jeg kunne godt tænke mig at være præsident i USA.
Why do you want to do that?
Hvorfor?
Because he's got a lot of power and a lot of money.
Fordi han har meget magt, han har mange penge.
And he gets to fly around in a jumbo jet.
Han kan flyve rundt i en jumbo jet.
You know. And we can be stupid.
Og vi kan være dumme.
We can be silly about it.
Vi kan være åndssvage, hvad det angår.
Or we can say, you know.
Eller vi kan sige, hør ham.
Here's what is alive in my heart.
Det er det der lever i mit hjerte.
I have longed to do this.
Jeg har længtes efter at gøre det.
And it doesn't always have to be spiritual stuff.
Og det behøver ikke altid at være åndelige ting.
You know what I mean by spiritual stuff?
Jeg ved godt, hvad jeg mener med åndelige ting.
Related to church.
Relateret til kirken.
When I was a young man, one of the things that I longed to do was to jump out of a plane and do free-fall parachute.
Da jeg var ung, så var en af de ting, jeg længtes efter at gøre, det var at hoppe ud af et fly sådan i frit fald med faldskærm.
I long to do that.
My
friends used to talk to me and say, "You're an idiot."
Og mine venner plejede at sige til mig, "Du er en idiot."
Who on earth would want to do something like
that? Hvem i verden ville kunne tænke sig at gøre sådan noget?
I want to do that.
Jamen, det kunne jeg godt tænke.
And when I went to university, they had a very cheap opportunity to do that.
Og da jeg så tog på universitetet, så var der en rigtig billig mulighed for at gøre det her, fordi vi var elever.
80% discount.
80% rabat.
I'm going to try this.
Jeg skal prøve det her.
And I went and I tried it.
Og jeg prøvede det.
And I liked it so much I did it again.
Og jeg kunne lide det så meget, at jeg gjorde det igen.
I would go off every weekend.
Hver eneste weekend tog jeg
off. Just to jump out of plane.
Og for at hoppe ud af et fly.
I've taken off in a plane more times than I've landed.
Jeg har landet i et fly flere gange, end jeg har landet i et fly.
And it was wonderful.
Og det var vidunderligt.
And it was just fulfilling for me.
Og det var bare tilfredsstillende for mig.
Be true to who you are.
Vær sand over for hvem du er.
So often in life,
så ofte i livet,
we're second guessing what other people are thinking about us.
Så gætter vi os til hvad andre de tænker om os.
This person likes this, so I'll like it, and then I'll be like too, because everyone likes
that. Den her person kan lide det her, og så vil jeg også kunne lide det der, fordi alle kan lide ham, og så vil han, de også kunne lide mig.
Here's another question to ask yourself.
Her er et andet spørgsmål du skal stille dig selv.
If it could be guaranteed you,
hvis du kunne få en garanti for,
that you would not fail,
at du ikke ville mislykkes,
what would you try?
Hvad vil du så forsøge?
If it could be guaranteed,
hvis du kunne få garanti for,
that you would not fail,
at det ikke ville mislykkes,
what would you try?
Hvad vil du prøve så?
Or maybe you need to ask yourself this question.
Eller måske skal du stille dig selv det her spørgsmål.
If it could be guaranteed,
hvis du kunne få garanti for,
that even if you did fail,
at selvom det mislykkes,
nobody would laugh at you, point the finger or ridicule you.
At der ikke ville være nogen der grinede af dig, ikke være nogen der pegede fingre af dig, og ikke nogen der latterliggjorde dig.
What would you dare to try?
Hvad vil du så våge at gøre?
See, how much do you love yourself?
Hvor meget elsker du dig selv?
How concerned are you about what other people think?
Hvor optaget er du om hvad andre mennesker tænker?
What other people say?
Og hvad andre mennesker siger?
And suddenly you're not being true to yourself.
Og pludselig er du ikke sand over for dig selv.
You get this?
Fanger I det her?
Be true to who you are.
Vær sand over for hvem du er.
Because God has made you unique.
Fordi Gud han har skabt dig enestående.
God has made you unique.
Gud har skabt dig enestående.
I was speaking to a woman recently.
Jeg talte med en kvinde for nylig.
And she said growing up was very difficult for her.
Og hun sagde at vokse op var meget svært for hende.
Because her father was a pastor in a Baptist church.
Fordi hendes far var præst i en baptistkirke.
But her and her sister wanted to be dancers and entertainers.
Men hun og hendes søster ville gerne være dansere og gerne underholde.
And they had no encouragement from their mother.
Og de havde absolut ingen opmuntring til
their father was fairly open, but the mother did not encourage
them. Far var rimelig åben, men deres mor var
that was worldly. That was ungodly.
Det var værste. Det var ugudeligt.
And so the older sister, who was the first to leave home, just rebelled and said, "Well, I'm doing."
Så den ældste søster, som først skulle tage hjemfra, hun gjorde oprør og sagde, "Jeg gør det her."
And became highly successful.
Og blev rigtig succesfuld.
Was in films.
Var med i film.
Was dancing in Fame, the movie Fame.
Dansede i filmen Fame.
Was highly successful.
Rigtig succesrig.
And her mother to this day has never acknowledged.
Og hendes mor har indtil i dag aldrig anerkendt.
But that's a gift,
at det er en gave Gud har givet.
It's sad.
Det er bedrøveligt.
It's absolutely sad.
Meget bedrøveligt.
And the sister also became highly successful on TV doing
shows. Og søsteren blev også rigtig succesrig på TV.
A successful dancer in the entertainment industry.
Danser i underholdningsindustrien.
It's okay.
Det er okay.
The thing to do is just keep your integrity.
Man skal bare bevare sin integritet.
That's the hardest thing to do in the entertainment industry.
Og det er det sværeste i underholdningsbranchen.
There's nothing wrong with dance.
Men der er ikke noget forkert i dansen.
You understand this?
Forstår jeg.
Be true to who you are.
Vær sand over for hvem du er.
And pursue your dream.
Og efterstræb dine drømme.
It's a way of loving yourself.
Det er en måde at elske dig selv.
Here's the second thing you need to do.
Den anden ting, I må gøre.
You need to make sure
I må sikre jer,
that you learn when to say yes and when
lærer,
to say no.
Hvornår I skal sige ja, og hvornår I skal sige nej.
It's part of loving yourself.
Det er en del af at elske dig selv.
When to say yes,
hvornår du skal sige ja,
and when to say no.
Og hvornår du skal sige nej.
If you read the book of Joshua,
hvis du læser Josuas bog,
it's an interesting book.
Er det en interessant bog?
For about the first 12 chapters.
De første 12 kapitler.
It is full of action.
Fyldt med action.
And warfare.
Og krigsførelse.
And battles.
Slag.
And the sun standing still for a whole day.
Solen står stille.
And the moon not going down.
Månen går ikke ned.
And huge walls falling over.
Store vægge falder.
I mean, it is a totally exciting book till you get to chapter 12.
Virkelig spændende bog indtil kapitel 12.
Have you ever experienced this? Then you get to chapter 12 and it's...
Oplevede det, når man så kommer til kapitel 12, så...
Have you noticed this?
Har jeg lagt mærke til det?
Have you read the book of Joshua?
Jeg har læst Joshuas bog.
Why? Because it's... The first half of the book is about the conquering of the land.
Fordi den første halvdel af bogen handler om erobringen af landet.
And then the second half of the book is how they divided up the land.
Og så handler anden halvdel af bogen om, hvordan de deler landet op.
And so you get passages like this.
Og så får man sådan nogle passager her.
And to the tribe of Manasseh.
Og til Manasseh stamme.
They had the river from the Euphrates.
Fordi de fra floden Eufrat.
Down the eastern border of the Jordan.
Ned øst grænsen.
Right across the desert Sinai. Up until the Great Sea. And the tribe of Judah.
Oh, Judas.
They had from Jericho.
De fik fra Jericho.
Right across to the Mediterranean.
Over til Middelhavet.
Down here.
Og ned der.
And it just goes chapter after chapter after chapter.
Kapitel efter kapitel.
And I used to read that as a Bible college student years ago, and I thought, man alive.
Og jeg læste det der som bibelskoleelev for mange år siden.
Words to shoot yourself by.
Det er noget, du kan skyde dig selv.
And I couldn't understand it.
Og jeg fattede det ikke.
I said, Lord, I know your word is inspired.
Og jeg sagde, Herre, jeg ved, dit ord er inspireret.
You gave us 10 chapters on this.
Men du har givet os 10 kapitler om det her.
2 chapters on creation.
Og 2 kapitler om skabelsen.
2 chapters on creation. Do you know?
2 kapitler om skabelsen.
I would have liked 10 chapters
there. Jeg kunne godt bruge 10 kapitler der.
So that we could have answered Charles Darwin a little better.
Så vi kunne have givet Darwin nogle bedre svar.
You gave us 2 here.
Du gav os 2 her.
And you gave us 10 here.
Og 10 her.
And I'm bored with it.
And then
I began to ask the Lord, show me what it's about.
Og så begyndte jeg at spørge Herren, hvad handler det her?
And it's very simple.
Og det er meget enkelt.
It's about boundaries.
Det handler om grænser.
It's about boundaries.
Det handler om grænser.
Deep stuff, isn't it?
Rigtig dybt det her.
But you're glad you came this morning.
Men du får lidt undervisning her til morgen.
And I suddenly realized.
Og pludselig indså jeg.
Here is a nation.
Her er et land.
That having conquered the land.
Som efter at have besejret landet.
Is now going to have to live together. Generation upon generation upon generation.
Slægt efter slægt efter slægt.
And in order for those tribes to get together,
og for at de her stammer skulle kunne være sammen,
they had to know where is their territory.
De til at vide, hvor er deres territorium.
They had to define it clearly, and God spends a lot of time defining it.
Det er klart, at Gud bruger meget tid på at definere det for os.
And so when people from Judah's tribe,
så når folkene fra Judas stamme,
they knew when they were traveling in the land of Manasseh.
De ville vide, når det var, de bevægede sig i Manassas land.
Or the land of Ephraim.
Eller Ephraims land.
Because there were boundaries established.
Der var nogle etablerede grænser.
And Proverbs says,
og ordsprogene får sig,
don't remove the ancient boundary.
Flyt ikke de gamle grænseskab.
And one of the greatest problems in our relationships today,
og et af de største problemer i vores relationer i dag,
is a lack of boundaries.
Er mangel på grænser.
We don't define the boundaries.
Vi definerer ikke grænserne.
In our relationships.
I vores relationer.
And therefore people are able to take advantage of us.
Og derfor kan folk udnytte os.
And walk all over us.
Vade helt over.
And we need to say no.
Og vi bliver nødt til at sige nej.
Here's the line.
Her er der en streg.
Cross that and you mess with me.
Og hvis du krydser den streg, så er det mig, du får med at gøre.
Hello.
Hello, Isaac.
There are all kinds of boundaries that the New Testament talks about.
Der er alle mulige slags grænser, som det Nye Testamente taler om.
Let me give you 3 major areas of boundary.
Og lad mig give jer 3 hovedområder, når det drejer sig.
The first are what I call biblical boundaries.
Første.
Or moral boundaries.
Etiske grænser eller moralske grænser.
The Bible tells us, look, operate within this boundary.
Bibelen fortæller os, hvis I bevæger inden for de her grænser,
and you're walking in the will of God and the blessing of God,
så vil I vandre i Guds vilje og Guds velsignelse.
Cross that boundary,
og hvis I krydser de her grænser,
and you are in sin.
Og så er I synd.
That's literally what the word trespass means.
Og det er jo bogstaveligt hvad overtrædelse betyder.
Trespass is a word that we use when people come onto our property.
En
they are trespassing.
At det der sker når nogen kommer ind på vores territorium, men så overtræder de.
That's what a burglar does. He trespasses.
Det er en indbryder, en forbryder.
He crosses a line.
Han overtræder den
and
der linje.
And God gives us moral boundaries.
Og Gud giver os nogle moralske grænser.
And says don't cross that line.
Og så kryds ikke de grænser.
That's sinful if you do that.
Det er syndigt hvis I gør
if
det.
You lie.
Hvis I lyver.
You're crossing a boundary.
Så krydser I den grænse.
Don't do it.
Lad være med at gøre det.
If you steal.
Hvis du stjæler.
You're crossing a moral boundary.
Krydser du en moralsk grænse.
Hello?
Hello.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Forstår jeg hvor jeg kommer fra?
Just say.
Så sig det. Ja, Nick. Reaktion.
There are these moral boundaries in Scripture.
Der er nogle moralske grænser i Skriften.
And the spirit of the age that we live in says you don't need to honor those boundaries.
Og den her tidsånd siger til os, I men I behøver ikke at ære de grænser der.
You feel like having sex with someone?
Hvis du har lyst til at have sex med nogen,
go do it.
Så gør det.
Cross that boundary.
Og kryds grænsen.
But the devil doesn't tell you the consequences of crossing the boundary.
Men djævlen fortæller dig ikke konsekvensen ved at krydse grænsen.
The emotional insecurity that it brings.
Den følelsesmæssige usikkerhed det bringer.
The lack of fulfillment.
Den mangel på tilfredsstillelse.
Not immediately.
Ikke øjeblikkeligt.
But in time.
Men med tiden.
Because we're violating a principle God has laid down who created us.
Fordi vi overtræder et princip som Gud der har skabt os har lavet.
So we have to honor the moral boundaries.
Så vi må ære de moralske grænser.
They're there to protect you.
De er der for at beskytte dig.
Not to limit you.
Ikke for at begrænse dig.
Listen, God wants you to enjoy life.
Gud ønsker du skal nyde livet.
He wants you to experience it to the full in John 10.
Han ønsker du skal nyde det fuldt ud, siger Johannes 10.
But crossing boundaries.
Men at bryde grænser.
It's not how you find fulfillment.
Er ikke sådan du finder tilfredsstillelse.
It's finding fulfillment within boundaries.
Det handler om at finde tilfredsstillelsen inden for grænser.
You know why a train is able to go so fast?
Ved I hvorfor et tog kan få så meget fart?
Because it doesn't get angry or insecure by the fact that it's limited to tracks.
Fordi det bliver ikke vredt eller usikker over at det er begrænset af nogle spor.
Imagine a train talking to itself.
Kan I forestille dig et tog der taler til sig
selv? These tracks.
Ah, de her spor.
It's always limiting me.
Det begrænser mig hele tiden.
Just limiting me all the time.
Det begrænser mig hele tiden.
No, the tracks enable the train to move.
Nej, sporene gør toget i stand til at bevæge sig.
It's not a limitation.
Det er ikke en begrænsning.
It's what it was designed for.
Det er det, det blev designet til.
A car is designed for a road.
En bil er designet til en vej.
A plane is designed for the air.
Fly er designet til luften.
And you are designed.
Du er designet.
In a way that you operate at your best when you operate within God's moral boundaries.
Sådan så at du virker bedst når du virker inden for Guds moralske grænser.
So when you cross them.
Så når du krydser dem.
Repent.
Så omvend dig.
Get forgiven.
Betilgivet.
And come back within the boundary.
Kom tilbage inden for grænserne.
Otherwise what will happen is you won't end up loving yourself.
Ellers så vil du ikke ende op med at elske dig selv.
You'll end up hating yourself.
Så vil du ende op med at hade dig selv.
You will not feel good about you.
Og du vil ikke have det godt med dig.
You'll hate your life.
Du vil hade dit liv.
And God doesn't want you to do that.
Og Gud ønsker ikke det.
God wants you to feel good about you.
Gud ønsker du skal have det godt med dig.
Because he feels good about you.
Fordi han har det godt med dig.
You get this?
Fanger I det.
Okay, so we honor biblical boundaries.
Så vi ærer de bibelske grænser.
Let me give you one other thing in this biblical boundary, because I've had to deal with it so much lately.
En ting mere om de her bibelske grænser, fordi det er noget, jeg har måttet tage mig meget af det sidste tid.
In a relationship between parents and children.
I relationen mellem forældre og børn.
The Bible says, children obey your parents.
Bibelen siger, børn adlyd jeres forældre.
Which is right in the Lord. Honor your father and mother all the days of your life.
Ære din far og din mor alle dit livs dage.
There comes a time when children become adults.
Der kommer et tidspunkt hvor børn bliver voksne.
And whilst they have to honor their parents for the rest of their lives.
Og selvom de skal ære deres forældre resten af deres liv.
They don't have to obey them for the rest of their lives.
De skal ikke længere adlyde dem resten af deres
liv. The Bible makes a distinction between obedience and honor.
Så Bibelen skelner mellem at adlyde og at ære.
Obedience is relative, honor is absolute.
At adlyde eller lydighed er relativt, at ære er absolut.
So the apostles
Så apostlen
could turn around to the leaders, the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders of the day.
Kunne vende sig til lederne, til Sanhedrin, de religiøse ledere dengang.
And say whether it's better to obey you or to obey God, you judge.
Og sige, døm selv, er det rigtigst at adlyde jer, mennesker eller Gud.
There are times when we have to obey God.
Der er tidspunkter, hvor vi må adlyde Gud.
And disobey our parents,
og ikke adlyde vores forældre.
But we honor them when we do it.
Men vi ærer dem, når vi gør det.
Honor is about the attitude in which we come across.
Ære handler om den holdning, som kommer til.
You understand this?
Forstår I?
So when I felt like the Lord was telling me to go to Bible college,
så da jeg følte, at Herren sagde, at jeg skulle på bibelskole,
and my parents didn't want me to,
og mine forældre ikke ønskede det,
I thought I had to obey God.
Så følte jeg, at jeg blev nødt til at adlyde Gud.
And there are too many adults who've still got the umbilical cord tied to their mothers.
Og der er alt for mange voksne, som stadigvæk har navlestrengen knyttet fast til deres mor.
I spoke to a 41-year-old woman.
Jeg talte med en 41-årig kvinde.
She's just been through a divorce.
Hun lige gået igennem en skilsmisse.
It's a very difficult situation.
Svær situation.
And her mother rings her every day, wanting to know all the details.
Og hendes mor ringer hver dag for alle detaljerne.
All the details, every
alle
day.
Detaljer, hver eneste
putting
dag.
Pressure on her.
Og lægger pres på.
And we'll ring at 3 in the morning.
Og ringer klokken 3 om natten.
And I said to her, that's not right.
Og jeg sagde til hende, for det er ikke rigtigt.
She says, but she keeps quoting the Bible at me.
Ja, men hun bliver ved med at citere Bibelen.
Only your father and mother.
Ja, din far og din mor.
I said, she's manipulating that text.
Men hun manipulerer den tekst.
I said, unplug the phone.
Træk telefonstikket ud.
She says, but if I do that, she rings me and says, you unplugged the phone.
Men hvis jeg gør det, så ringer hun og siger, du har trukket telefonstikket.
You can't treat me like that.
Sådan kan du ikke behandle
mig. I worry about you.
Jeg er bekymret for dig.
I said, draw a line.
Træk en streg, sagde jeg.
And say to her.
Og sig til hende.
You cannot continue to phone me like this and harass me.
Bliv ved med at ringe sådan her.
And ask me for details that I don't want to talk to you about.
Som jeg ikke ønsker at fortælle dig.
She's not 18.
Hun er ikke 18.
She's not 15.
Hun er ikke 15.
She's 41 with two children.
Hun er 41 år gammel og har to børn.
And parents need to learn how to back off.
Og forældre må lære at trække sig tilbage.
And give space to their children when they become adults.
Plads til deres børn, når de bliver voksne.
Now I know I'm touching some areas here.
Og jeg ved godt, nu berører jeg
some of you really need to work with.
Hvor der er nogen af jer, der virkelig må arbejde med det.
It is unhealthy.
Det er usundt.
It is unhealthy for you.
Det er usundt for dig.
It's unhealthy for the parent who's doing that.
Og det er usundt for den forælder, der gør det.
And you will never feel a whole, individual, unique and special if you continue to allow that to happen.
Og du kommer aldrig til at føle dig helt unik og helt speciel dig, hvis du bliver tillader, at det her bliver ved med at ske.
And it is rooted in your need for parental approval.
Og det har sin rod i, at du har et behov for at få en accept fra dine forældre.
And sometimes you need to accept the fact.
Og nogle gange bliver du nødt til at acceptere faktum.
That God's approval is more important.
At Guds accept er mere vigtig.
Jesus said.
Jesus sagde.
Don't think that I've come to bring peace on the earth.
Tro ikke, at jeg kom for at bringe fred
på jorden. I've come to bring a sword.
Jeg kom for at bringe et sværd.
And a man's enemies will be those in his own household.
Og en mands fjender vil blive hver
i hans egen husstand. Against a son
far,
and mother against a daughter.
Mor imod sin datter.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because Jesus comes to lay down some boundaries.
Fordi Jesus kommer for at lægge nogle grænser ned.
And he says the first commitment is to God.
Og han siger, at din første overgivelse er til Gud.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
The first commitment is to God.
Din første overgivelse er til
so
Gud.
So one day Jesus' mum and his brothers are out there and they send someone in and say, Jesus, come out, your mother's outside, she wants to see you.
Så en dag så er Jesu mor og hans brødre, de er der, og de sender en ind for at sige, hey, din mor og din brødre er her, kom ind
og se dem. Mary standing outside says, you go and get my son, tell him mum's here.
Og Maria står derude, gå ind og hente min søn og se, at hans mor er her.
Mum's here.
Mor er her.
Your mum's outside.
Din mor er
udenfor. He's probably halfway through preaching.
Han er sikkert halvvejs igennem sin prædiken.
The apostle John comes up.
Apostlen Johannes kommer.
Jesus, sorry.
Sir, Jesus, undskyld.
Your mother's outside.
Mor er udenfor.
She wants to see you.
Hun vil gerne lige snakke med dig.
What does Jesus do?
Hvad gør Jesus?
Excuse me a minute. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Jeg kommer lige tilbage om 5 minutter.
Just need to see my mom.
Jeg skal lige snakke med min mor.
Jesus draws a line.
Jesus trækker en streg.
He establishes a boundary.
Sætter en grænse.
And he says, who is my mother?
Og siger, hvem er min mor?
And who are my brothers?
Hvem er mine brødre?
And then the scripture says he points to his disciples.
Så siger skriften, så peger han på sine disciple.
And he says, those who hear the word of God.
Siger, dem som hører Guds ord.
And they do it.
Og gør det.
He is my brother.
Han er min bror.
My mother.
Og min mor.
My sister.
Og min søster.
How do you think she felt?
Hvordan tror jeg hun havde det?
Oh, that's the way it's going to be then.
Oh,
Jesus. All this Messiah stuff has gone to his head.
Det går vist lidt til hovedet til alt det der Messias halløjs.
And of course people will react.
Og selvfølgelig vil mennesker reagere.
You lay down a boundary, of course people will react.
Når du trækker en grænse, vil mennesker reagere.
Of course they're going to say something to you.
Selvfølgelig vil de sige noget til dig.
Of course they're going to try and intimidate you.
Og selvfølgelig vil de forsøge at skræmme dig.
But you need to be secure.
Men du bliver nødt til at være sikker.
They'll only do that once or twice.
Det gør de en eller to gange.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
You will never be you.
Du vil aldrig blive dig.
Until you lay down these boundaries.
Før du lægger de grænser derinde.
We have a quick testimony now.
Og nu har vi et hurtigt vidnesbyrd.
And then I'll carry on preaching.
Og så fortsætter med at
prøve. Susanne, come up here.
Susanne?
This is different, isn't it?
Det er lidt anderledes.
Do you need my mic?
I need something.
And you get it in Danish too. Oops, sorry. Yeah, something wrong what I was doing. That's not working. You want to clip that on to you?
Jeg ved ikke, om der er andre, der har ligesom mig, at man har gået i flinkeskole og har fået at vide, at man altid skal være så sød. Og så er det også sådan, at inde i familier, så er det sådan tit, at der kommer, der bliver bygget et eller andet system op, hvor man reagerer på en bestemt måde over for hinanden. Så jeg har haft det sådan med en i min familie, at til tider, så har det været den der negative understrøm af kritik, der ikke sådan var helt sådan ytret, men altså det var sådan en understrøm af, at mit tøj var grimt, eller det jeg sagde, men ikke sådan sagt direkte, sådan indirekte. Og jeg har enormt svært ved at reagere på noget kritik, og sætte en grænse for noget, hvor man ikke virkelig kan sige, altså nu går du altså over stregen. Men det var sådan en understrøm, bare sådan små hints hele tiden om, at alt bare med mig, det bare var galt. Så jeg vidste simpelthen ikke, hvad jeg skulle gøre. Og der var en, der sagde til mig, jamen altså, vi bliver nødt til, altså, man bliver nødt til at sige noget, og jeg følte bare, at jeg synes bare overhovedet ikke, jeg var klar til det, og jeg synes også, det er svært, fordi at det er ikke en personlig kristen, og det gør tingene sådan lidt mere kompliceret. Så jeg fik en masse mennesker på bibelskolen til at bede for mig, og så tog jeg så afsted, og hun var helt glad for at se mig og sådan noget. Og så fik jeg hende så endelig ud at gå en tur, og så sagde jeg, ved du hvad, jeg er altså virkelig skuffet over, hvordan du var sidste gang, at vi var sammen. Og så sagde hun, så kom hun så med alle mulige ting, hvordan det havde været inde i hendes hoved. Altså det havde jeg jo aldrig fået at vide, hvis ikke at jeg havde sagt det, eller konfronteret hende med de her ting. Hun havde været enormt skuffet over mig, nogle ting jeg havde sagt og gjort på et tidspunkt, og hun havde lavet nogle idéer inde i hendes hoved om, hvorfor jeg havde gjort det og sagt det, og det var fordi jeg ikke gad hende, og det var fordi det ene og det andet. Så sagde jeg, det har du ikke sagt noget om. Og så har hun så gjort det til at bare være negativ over for mig, i stedet for at fortælle mig, at der var noget, hun var ked af. Så fik vi endelig snakket om det, og vi blev rigtig gode venner, og jeg kan bare mærke, at der er en helt klar forandring i det nu. Men jeg havde det virkelig sådan på et tidspunkt, at jeg tænkte, at jeg gider simpelthen ikke det her forhold mere. Nu ses vi om 25 år, og jeg gider ikke have noget med den her person at gøre. Men hvis ikke man sætter grænser ned, så ender det med, at man reagerer på den måde, at man trækker sig tilbage fra mennesker. Og man får også bitterhed. Altså, jeg var jo vred, og jeg var sur, og det ene og det andet, men altså, jeg var jo ligeglad, for jeg ville ikke konfrontere hende. Jeg ville bare ikke, men man kan jo nogle gange blive tvunget til det. Så det var bare mit lille vidnesbyrd. Hvad er det?
Thank you. I have a daughter who's just turned 14.
Jeg har en datter, der lige er blevet 14.
I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Jeg kan ikke huske, om det var for 2 eller 3 år siden.
But I walked into her bedroom one day.
Men jeg kom ind i hendes værelse en dag.
And when I walked in,
da jeg kom ind,
she said, "Dad, just a minute, just stand there a second."
Hey, far, vent lige.
She said, "I'm 12 years old now."
Jeg er 12 år gammel nu.
She said, "I don't appreciate you walking in my room."
Well, mig om du sådan bare kommer ind i mit værelse.
She said, "I'm a young woman."
Jeg er en ung kvinde.
And you're a man.
Og du er en mand.
She said, "I might be changing."
Det kan være, at jeg er ved at skifte tøj.
She said, "I'd appreciate it if you'd knock in future."
Det ville være dejligt, hvis du fremover banker på døren.
Now there was a split second
moment. Og der var sådan lige et øjeblik,
where part of me wanted to say, "Don't you dare speak to your father like that."
Ønskede at sige, hvor at tale sådan til din far.
It lasted probably a millisecond.
Sådan lige et millisekund tror jeg det var.
And I looked at her.
Og så så jeg på hende.
And I said, "You are absolutely right."
Så sagde han, det har du helt ret i.
I'm so sorry that I did that.
Det er ked af, jeg gjorde.
I'll go out and I'll do it properly.
Jeg går ud og gør det rigtigt.
And I walked out the room.
Så gik jeg ud.
Shut the door.
Lukkede der.
And I knocked on the
door. Og bankede
på. She kept me waiting 30 seconds.
Og så lå hun mig vente 30 sekunder.
I said through the door, I led down to the keel, I said, I know what you're doing.
Og så sagde jeg, jeg ved, hvad du laver.
And she said, yes, so do I.
Og så sagde jeg, det ved jeg også, sagde hun så.
She said, you can come in now.
Nu må du komme ind.
And then I came in.
Og så kom jeg ind.
And she was laughing and I was laughing.
Og hun grinede, og jeg grinede.
At 12 years of age,
som 12 år,
she knew there needed to be a boundary. The relationship was changing.
Må der være en grænse og en relation.
I've got five daughters.
Jeg har fem døtre.
I've had to learn that.
Jeg har måttet lære det.
And you know what? In saying to her, you're right. You know what that did to her?
Og ved I hvad? Det at jeg siger til hende, det har
helped
hende.
Her to understand that her intuition,
det hjælper hende til at forstå, at hendes intuition
was something she could trust.
Var noget hun kunne stole på.
And if I had come against her,
og hvis jeg var kommet imod hende,
she would have had a message.
Så hun havde fået et budskab.
On the inside, I feel this is wrong.
Jamen, jeg føler indeni, at det her er forkert.
But my dad, whom I love,
men
says it's
far,
right.
Som jeg elsker, siger, at det er rigtigt.
And now she's living with two messages.
Og så lever hun med to budskaber.
What do I believe?
Hvad skal jeg tro?
My intuition?
Min intuition.
Or my dad, who I love?
Eller min far, som jeg
And if I assert my rights in a wrong way,
og hvis jeg påtvinger min ret på en forkert
I leave her insecure.
Så kommer jeg til at efterlade hende usikker.
And there are lots of people who grow up insecure.
Og der er masser af mennesker, der vokser op usikre.
Because nobody ever said to them, fordi what you feel and what you think is right, draw that line, don't let it happen.
Fordi der aldrig er nogen, der har sagt til dem, det du føler, det du tror er rigtigt, det er rigtigt, træk den linje.
This is why people who've been sexually abused in childhood feel so bad about themselves.
Det er derfor, at børn, der er blevet seksuelt misbrugt, eller folk, der er blevet seksuelt
Because
misbrugt,
an adult that they love and they trust,
fordi en voksen, som de stoler
has
på og elsker,
violated a boundary,
har overskredet en grænse,
and told them it's okay,
og sagt til dem, at det er i orden,
and it's not okay,
og det er ikke i orden,
it is not okay,
det er ikke i orden.
So as adults,
så som voksne,
with intelligence,
med intelligens,
lay down the boundaries,
læg grænsen ned,
speak it to people,
sig den til mennesker.
And if they say to you, I'm never going to talk to you again,
og hvis de siger til dig, jeg vil aldrig snakke med dig mere,
say to them,
så sig til dem,
well, I'm sad about that,
det er jeg ked af,
but I think I can live with it.
Men jeg tror, jeg kan leve med det.
Hello.
Hello.
It's more important,
det er vigtigere,
that you are able to sleep at night,
at du kan sove om natten,
with a clear conscience and a clear heart,
med en ren og klar samvittighed og hjerte,
than it is that you go around placating and trying to make everybody happy,
end at du går rundt og prøver på at gøre alle tilpas,
when they're never going to be happy,
når de nu aldrig bliver tilpas.
So honor biblical boundaries.
Så ær bibelske grænser.
The second area is,
det andet område er,
honor legal boundaries.
Ær legale grænser.
You know, we live in a society with certain laws.
Vi lever i et samfund med love.
Now, if those laws come against God's laws,
og hvis de love går imod Guds love,
we don't honor them.
Så ærer vi dem ikke.
So when Daniel is in the realm of Babylon,
så da Daniel er i Babylon,
and they make a law to bow down to the king,
og de laver en lov om at de skal bøje sig for kongen,
he says that law I can't do.
Så siger han, den lov kan jeg ikke efter.
That goes against the law of God.
Fordi det går imod Guds lov.
But as long as it doesn't go against God's law,
men så længe som det ikke går imod Guds lov,
honor the laws of the land.
Ær landets lov.
Pay your taxes.
Betal din skat.
That's a hard pill to swallow in Denmark, isn't
det
it?
Det er en hård pille at sluge i Danmark.
Pay your taxes.
Men betal din skat.
Abide by the law.
Lev efter loven.
Don't take drugs.
Tag ikke stoffer.
Operate within those boundaries.
Virk inden for de grænser.
It'll be good for you.
Det vil være godt for dig.
The Bible says blessing comes when we do that.
Bibelen siger, velsignelse kommer når vi gør det.
And then the third area of boundary.
Og det tredje område med grænser.
Is operate within the boundary of your conscience.
Er virk inden for din samvittighedsgrænse.
There are some things that some people can do.
Der er noget som nogle mennesker kan gøre.
That others can't do.
Som andre ikke kan gøre.
Paul had this in the first century church.
Og Paulus havde det her i første århundrede.
Because some believers were Jewish and some were Gentile.
Fordi nogle af dem var jøder og andre var hedninger.
And the Jews celebrated and worship God on Saturday.
Og jøderne, de fejrede og tilbad Gud om lørdagen.
And some Gentiles,
og nogle hedninger,
who didn't grow up with that,
som ikke var vokset op med det,
they thought, well, every day is the same to me.
Tænkte, jamen, hver dag er det samme for mig.
Jesus is Lord of every day.
Jesus er herre over alle dage.
And then the Jews
had
special foods that they would eat.
Havde noget specielt mad, som de spiste.
But the Gentiles would eat everything.
Hedningerne spiste det hele.
And in the church at Rome,
og i kirken i Rom,
the Jewish believers were judging the Gentile believers.
Dømte de jødiske troende de hedningerne.
Saying you should be doing this and you should be doing that.
I burde gøre det her, I burde gøre det her.
And Paul says, listen, there are many areas in the Christian life.
Og Paulus siger, hør her, der er mange områder i det kristne liv.
And days of the week.
Og dage og
and food and drink.
Og mad og drikke.
He says they are not the kingdom of God.
Han siger, det er ikke Guds rige.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Og drikke, men retfærdighed, fred og glæde i Helligånd.
So we need to give freedom to one another.
Så vi må give frihed til hinanden.
To be different.
Til at være forskellige.
And just be true to your conscience.
Vær tro over for din samvittighed.
And if your conscience says to you, you shouldn't do that.
Og hvis din samvittighed siger, du ikke skal gøre noget.
And 15 other people are doing it.
Og der er 15 andre, der gør det.
Don't do it.
Lad være at gøre det så.
You get it?
Fanger det.
Be clear.
Vær klar.
Be clear with the boundaries that are in your life.
Vær klar over for de grænser, som er i dit liv.
It's a sign that you love yourself and feel good about
yourself. Det er et tegn på, at du elsker dig selv og har det godt med dig selv.
People without boundaries.
Mennesker uden grænser.
Are people who don't feel good about
themselves. Mennesker, der ikke har det godt med sig selv.
And if they haven't been there, start putting them in.
Og hvis ikke de har været der grænserne, så begynd at lægge dem
ind. Start saying yes and start saying no.
Begynd at sige ja og begynd at sige nej.
Now there are times when you'll want to say no and you should say yes.
Og der er tidspunkter, hvor du har lyst til at sige nej, hvor du burde sige ja.
That depends on the relationship you're in.
Det afhænger af den relation du er i.
For instance, as a trainer.
For eksempel som træner.
I know how to push people even when they say no.
Så ved jeg hvordan man presser mennesker selv når de siger.
That's because I'm a trainer.
Fordi jeg er træner.
When I was training young men and women to do swimming.
Da jeg trænede unge mænd og kvinder til at
svømme. They would come to the end of the path and they would say, "Oh, I'm exhausted. Can I get out now?"
Til slutningen af banen og sige, "Åh,
I don't want to do anymore.
Jeg skal ud nu, og nu vil jeg ikke."
And I say, "No, one more leg."
Nej. En bane mere.
You need one more.
En bane mere skal have.
That's not because I'm trying to manipulate.
Og det er ikke fordi jeg prøver på at manipulere.
It's because I'm training them.
Det er fordi jeg træner dem.
I know what's good for their development.
Jeg ved hvad der er godt for deres udvikling.
But we have that relationship.
Men vi har den der relation.
They trust me as the trainer.
De stoler på mig som træner.
So that even when they say no, I can push them.
Så selv når de siger nej, må jeg skubbe dem.
That's the same in the Bible college.
Det er samme på Bibelskolen.
I'm a trainer there.
Der er jeg også træner.
Sometimes students say to me no and I say yes.
Og nogle gange siger eleverne nej til mig, og så siger
jeg,
ja.
I don't feel like it. I know you don't feel like
jamen,
it.
Jamen, så siger jeg, ved
but
godt,
trust me, you need this
for, mig, du har brug
for your
for
development.
For din udvikling.
And so we have a trusting relationship.
Så vi har et tillidsforhold.
And they step out. And they step out in faith.
Og så træder de ud i tro.
But if you don't have that kind of relationship with someone,
men hvis ikke du har den slags relation med nogen,
and they're just telling you, well, you should be doing this.
Og de siger til dem, du skal gøre det her.
You should be doing that.
Eller du skal gøre det her.
You say to them, I'm sorry.
Så siger du til dem, det er ikke.
There's people that I trust.
Men der er nogle mennesker, som jeg står
overfor. That I'm accountable to.
Som jeg står til regnskab overfor.
Who speak to me about those kinds of issues.
Taler til mig om den her slags ting.
And if you really want to be naughty, you can say, and you're not one of them.
Og hvis du virkelig vil være fræk, så kan du sige, og du er ikke en af dem.
This is truth telling.
Det her det er sandheds.
That will save your life.
Og det vil frelse dit liv.
It will save your life.
Det vil frelse dit liv.
Here's the third area.
Det tredje område.
For how you can love yourself.
Hvordan du kan elske dig selv.
It's learn how to celebrate your successes.
Lær at fejre dine succeser.
I wish I'd heard messages when I was younger on this.
Jeg ønsker, jeg havde hørt budskaber om det, da jeg var yngre.
Because as a young Christian,
for som ung kristen,
I felt guilty about feeling proud about my successes.
Følte jeg mig skyldig, hvis jeg følte mig stolt over min succes.
I was kind of taught, well, when you succeed, just say, well, it was the Lord.
Jeg fik på en eller anden måde,
it was the Lord.
At vide, hvis du har succes, så siger han, det var Herren.
And just move on to the next thing.
Bevæg dig videre til det næste. Det var Herren.
But when you read the Bible,
men når du læser Bibelen,
they celebrate success.
Så fejrer de deres succes.
You know, Ezra chapter 3,
Ezra kapitel 3.
They, a whole group of people had come back from captivity.
En gruppe mennesker er kommet fra fangenskab.
And they laid the temple, the foundation for the new temple.
Og har lagt fundamentet til det nye tempel.
And they celebrated.
Og så fester de.
They said, this is a great day.
Det er en fantastisk dag det her.
You couldn't see anything.
Og du kunne ikke se noget.
It's just a foundation.
Det var fundamentet der var færdigt.
But they celebrated.
De festede.
They sang praises to the Lord.
Og sang tak til Gud.
And we need to take time to enjoy our successes in life.
Og vi må tage tid til at nyde vores succeser i livet.
When someone graduates,
når nogen er færdiguddannet,
throw them a party.
Giv dem en fest.
Listen, when the prodigal son came home in Luke 15,
da den fortabte søn kom hjem i Lukas 15,
the father threw a party.
Så lavede faren fest.
And the older brother came along and said, what's all this?
Den ældre bror kom og sagde, hvad sker der her?
What's he done?
Hvad har han gjort?
I've been so faithful. I've been so good.
Jeg har været så god.
He does nothing.
Og han laver ingenting.
You throw a party.
Og så giver du ham en fest for det.
And the father ends up in Luke 15:32.
Og i Lukas 15:32 ender faren.
By saying these words.
Med at sige de her ord.
It's right that we celebrate.
Det er rigtigt, at de fester.
Celebrate. That's the word used.
Det er det ord, der bruges.
It's right.
Det er ret.
Because he was lost.
Fordi han var fortabt.
And now he's found.
Og nu er han blevet fundet.
He was dead.
Han var død.
And now he's alive.
Og nu er han levende.
Heaven celebrates.
Himlen fester.
There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who don't need repentance.
Der er mere glæde i himlen over en sinner, som omvender sig, end over 99, der ikke har brug for omvendelse.
Hello.
Hallo, Isa.
Heaven celebrates.
Himlen fester.
God likes parties.
Gud elsker fester.
When they finished the temple,
da de gjorde templet færdigt,
they had another party.
Havde de endnu en fest.
They were looking for excuses for celebration.
De ledte efter undskyldninger for at kunne holde fest.
In fact, God loves celebration so much, He built it into the Jewish calendar 3 times a year.
Elsker faktisk fester så meget, at han har bygget ind i den jødiske kalender 3
gange. They had to come up to Jerusalem.
At de skulle komme til Jerusalem.
And they had to come singing.
Og de skulle komme syngende.
They couldn't go up going. Oh,
de kunne ikke sådan komme.
Oh, another trek to Jerusalem.
Nå, nu skal vi til Jerusalem.
Oh, 3 times a year.
3 gange om året.
They had to sing the psalms.
De måtte synge salmer.
The Hallel psalms.
De der Hallel salmer.
The songs of ascent.
De der opstigning.
Let's all go up to Zion.
Op til Zion.
You know, and they would dance.
Og de dansede.
On their way up to Jerusalem.
På vej op mod Jerusalem.
Celebration.
Fest.
Party.
Fest.
Exodus 15.
And Moses 15.
Moses comes through the Red Sea.
Moses kommer igen til Røde Hav.
What did he do?
Hvad gør han så?
Oh, thank God that's over.
Gudskelov er det overstået nu.
No.
Nej.
He begins to sing.
Han begynder at synge.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, he has thrown into the sea. Exodus 15:3. And Miriam says, that's a good song, ladies. Come on, off we go. And with the tambourines. The ladies all start to dance. There's a celebration of success.
In success.
God's success. Towards his people. And we need more of it in the church. Much more celebration. Much more enjoyment of our successes. And it makes you feel good. Doesn't it make you feel good?
For det ikke dig, føler,
how do you feel when everyone forgets your birthday?
Hvordan har du det, når alle glemmer din fødselsdag?
How do you feel?
Hvordan har du det med det?
Another year older.
Et år ældre.
But when people throw you a little surprise party,
eller hvis nogen giver dig en lille,
and they give you presents,
fest, og giver dig gaver,
and they say we appreciate
you, og de siger, at vi påskønner dig,
and we love you,
og vi elsker dig,
and you just have a time there,
og du bare har en tid.
Isn't it great?
Er det ikke fantastisk?
Don't you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside?
Er det ikke varmt og boblende indeni?
God wants you to feel warm and fuzzy.
Og Gud elsker, at du skal have det sådan varmt boblende indeni.
We need to celebrate success.
Vi bruger for at fejre vores succes.
It's so important we do that.
Og det er så vigtigt, at vi gør det.
David got so excited that the ark was coming back to Jerusalem.
Og David blev så begejstret over, at arken kom tilbage til Jerusalem.
That he created a huge party.
Han lavede en stor fest.
Hundreds of priests who could blow the trumpets and the cymbals.
Hundreder af præster, som kunne blæse i trompeterne og slå på cymbalerne.
And they had all kinds of sacrifices going on.
Og de havde alle mulige ofre.
And he stripped off down to his little linen
ephod. Og han tog alt sit tøj af på nede.
And his wife looked at it and thought, ooh, David, that's going a bit far, isn't it?
Ah, David, er det ikke at gå lidt langt det der?
But he was celebrating the presence of the Lord.
Han festede Guds fejrede Guds.
He was so happy.
Han var så glad.
He was happy that God had established his kingdom.
Han var glad fordi Gud havde oprettet sit rige.
And he had peace now.
Og han havde nu fred.
And now he could build a place for the Lord.
Og nu kan han bygge et sted til ham.
When you succeed in life,
når du har succes i livet,
treat yourself.
Så forkæl dig selv.
Treat yourself.
Forkæl dig selv.
My wife and I, last September, we reached 25 years of marriage.
Sidste september nåede vi vores 25 års bryllupsdag.
That's not bad in this day and age.
Det er ikke så dårligt i vores dag.
It hasn't been easy.
Og det har ikke været let.
But we celebrated.
Men vi festede.
That's an achievement.
Det er en bedrift.
We invited lots of friends over.
Vi inviterede en masse venner.
We had great food.
Havde fantastisk mad.
We had good wine.
Havde godt med vin.
I had a friend of mine from Monaco. He is a connoisseur on wine.
Jeg har en ven i Monaco, som er vinkender.
He got some of the most exclusive Chardonnay.
Og han fik noget af det allerbedste.
Some of the most beautiful Beaujolais.
Noget af det smukke.
Oh, it was absolutely great.
Og det var fantastisk.
And then some of our children sang to us.
Og nogle af vores børn sang for os.
And then they got me to sing to my wife. That
was
not so good.
Så fik de mig til at synge til min kone. Det var ikke så godt.
If you've ever heard me sing, you'll know.
Hvis I nogensinde har hørt mig synge, vil I vide, det ikke var så godt.
But we just took time to celebrate.
Men vi tog tid til at fejre.
And we felt good.
Og vi havde det godt med det.
God has built celebration.
Gud har indbygget fest.
In His Word.
I Hans ord.
Next time you succeed at something.
Så næste gang du har succes med noget.
Treat yourself. If it's a little success,
hvis det er en lille succes,
give yourself a little treat.
Giv dig selv en lille forkælelse.
If you lose 10 kilos in weight,
hvis du taber dig 10 kilo,
that's an achievement.
Så er det en bedrift.
Treat yourself to a nice chocolate bar.
Forkæl dig selv med en chokoladesnegl.
Just kidding.
Ah, måske.
I'm just kidding.
Det var ikke alvor.
But treat yourself to something.
Forkæl dig selv med et eller andet.
Buy a new top. Or get your husband to.
Eller få din mand til.
You understand what I'm saying?
Forstår I, hvad jeg siger?
Without these little rewards,
uden de her små belønninger,
how do we feel good about all the effort that we've made?
Hvordan skal vi så have det godt med den alle de anstrengelser vi har gjort?
Sometimes the only reward we need is praise.
Og nogle gange er den eneste belønning vi har brug for en anerkendelse.
Somebody who puts a hand on the shoulder and says,
en der lige lægger hånden på skulderen og siger,
well done.
Godt gjort.
I really appreciated what you did.
Sætter virkelig pris på det du gjorde.
It was excellent.
Det var fantastisk.
Thank you.
Fremragende. Tak for det.
You don't know how powerful words can be.
Og I ved ikke hvor mægtige ord kan være.
Just to take the time to do that for one another.
Og tage tid til at gøre det over for hinanden.
And on the inside, you know.
Og indeni.
We just feel good.
Har vi det bare godt?
And you know when I feel good.
Og når jeg har det godt.
I can look at you and I can feel good about you.
Så kan jeg se på dig og have det godt med dig.
I can bless you out of a well and a resource I've been blessed.
Jeg vil velsigne dig ud af den der brønd og den ressource, at jeg er blevet velsignet.
You're not drawing from an empty dry well.
Så er det ikke sådan en tør brønd, du prøver at trække noget op af.
Oh God, pray for more people.
Skal jeg bede for flere mennesker?
Oh God, I have to look at her.
Skal jeg kigge på hende nu?
But it comes out of a place of joy.
Så kommer det ud fra et glædested.
Out of a place of feeling good.
Sted hvor har det godt.
Out of a place of being blessed.
Sted hvor du er velsignet.
And that's what we want to do now.
Og det er det, vi gerne vil gøre nu.
We just want to bless you.
Vi vil gerne bare velsigne jer.
We don't necessarily want to get into ministry time. If we do, we're okay with that.
Nødvendigvis at gå ind i sådan en betjening, hvis vi gør det, er det også okay.
But we want to bless all of you.
Men vi vil gerne bare velsigne jer alle sammen.
Is that okay?
Er det okay?
We'd like to do that.
Det vil vi gerne gøre.
So we'll start with this side of the room.
Og vi starter over i den
her side. So if the team could come up.
Så vil vi bede teamet om at komme.
We're going to start to pray for you.
Så begynder vi at bede for jer.
Is that okay? So everyone on this side, come on up.
So hvis alle,
you don't have to come if you don't want to.
Så alle, der sidder herovre, der har lyst til at komme.
No one's going to force
come
you.
Herop. Der er ikke nogen, der tvinger.
So we're going to pray blessing on you.
Men vi gerne bede en velsignelse over jer.
Is that okay?
Det er okay.
Good. Yeah, just form a nice line.
Ja, bare lav en række.
If you need to go soon,
hvis du snart har brug for at tage afsted,
come up here now.
Så er det okay, at du smider foran i køen.
Don't miss the blessing.
Så kom bare op og få en velsignelse.
Is that all right?
Er det okay?
It says in Acts chapter 10.
Apostlenes gerninger kapitel 10 siger.
That God sent him, speaking of Jesus, to bless you.
Sendte Jesus for at velsigne.
God wants to bless you guys.
Og Gud ønsker at velsigne jer.
We want to bless you.
Vi vil gerne velsigne jer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't the Lord good?
Han er god.
So those of you who are sitting there for the time being.
Og jer der nu lige sidder hernede lige nu.
Don't think about lunch.
Lad være med at tænke på maden.
Or what's on TV tonight.
Eller hvad der kommer i fjernsynet i aften.
Be praying that God will just bless.
Bed om at Gud vil velsigne.
Yeah. Be praying that God will bless them.
Bed om at Gud vil velsigne dem.
And then we'll get to you soon.
Og så kommer vi til jer lige om lidt.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Johnny, where's the oil? Have you got the oil, Neil? We're going to do a little anointing with oil.
Vi vil også gerne salve jer med olie.
That's very biblical.
Det er ret bibelsk også.
New Testament.
New Testament.
It's just a symbol of God's presence by His Spirit.
But it's symbol for Guds nærvær ved Hans ånd.
Johnny will come and do that.
Og det kommer Johnny. Okay?
And then we'll pray for you guys.
Og så vil vi bede for jer.
So, you have at least one Dane in the group. So.
Der er i hvert fald en dansker i hver af de grupper.
So just ask for it in Danish.
Så bare bed om det på dansk.
Or otherwise, they'll do it in English.
Hvis I har noget specielt, der skal bedes for, ellers beder
jeg. Is that okay? So Chili, if you can take the lead on this, with you and Nathaniel, and if you can take the lead here, but just guys, just feel free to jump in, and girls, will you translate for them? Good. Okay. We'll pray. All you have to do is receive. You don't have to do anything. But if there's something specific you want prayer for,
is there noget specifikt, du gerne vil have forbøn for?
Tell them.
Så sig det.
Okay, and we'll turn off the mics now.
Og nu slukker vi for mikrofonerne.
So it's a little bit more personal.
Så det bliver lidt mere personligt.
I haven't gone away.
Jeg er ikke gået.
I'm still here.
Jeg er stadig.